third of the new Congress is sworn in. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Congratulations, senators. Congratulations.
Vice President Kamala Harris doing the honors in the U.S. Senate, but in the House, the Speaker does the swearing in, and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is facing enough opposition to possibly force multiple ballots in the vote for Speaker, as some conservatives push for changes in House rules.
This standoff is over a lot of procedural gobbledygook. Frankly,
Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells Fox News,
every American that I talked to when I was back home in Florida doesn't understand this stuff. It's a bunch of procedural Washington swamp talk.
He says people elected a Republican majority to get down to business and that now's the time to unite. But McCarthy opponents say the status quo isn't good enough.
This may take days. And I've been told by everybody I've spoken with in the building that they think that this is getting more intense. This is going to get a lot tougher. And if you're Hakeem Jeffries, the incoming Democratic leader from Brooklyn, just sit back and, you know, take in the popcorn. I mean, they don't have to do anything because when I talk to the Democratic leaders, they say the Republicans are eating their own right now.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. The family of NFL player Damar Hamlin just out with a statement expressing gratitude for the outpouring of support after the Buffalo Bills safety was seriously injured during last night's game with the Bengals, suffering cardiac arrest after making a tackle. He remains in critical condition.
This collision wasn't one that was particularly violent or vicious. It was a pretty routine tackle, but you could tell right away something was wrong after Hamlin stood up and started to wobble and then fell straight back.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Hamlin's family also paying tribute to first responders who restored his heartbeat on the field. The Bengals also offering prayers and commending both teams and fans for showing respect and compassion. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A U.S. territory fires a top official.
The attorney general of the U.S. Virgin Islands, who led a long legal fight against Jeffrey Epstein, has been fired by the territory's governor. Governor Albert Bryan Jr. has not released a reason for firing Denise George, but says in a statement that she would be replaced by Assistant Attorney General Carol Thomas Jacobs. George recently filed a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase, alleging the company helped Epstein finance the illegal exploitation of women and children on the island and in other places. Her past legal battle with Epstein's estate resulted in a $105 million settlement. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank are seeking to have the latest lawsuits tossed out, arguing they provided only routine services to Epstein. The former head of now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX expected to plead not guilty to multiple charges in the federal fraud case against him, appearing in federal court in New York today. A judge released him on a $250 million bond last month during his first appearance on U.S. soil after being arrested in the Bahamas. A New Year agenda from a social media chief.
Head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, says last year the platform hit over 2 billion monthly active users.
Which just means we have even more responsibility to deliver for all of you who use Instagram.
In 2023, he says reps will be focusing on inspiring people to be creative, helping folks discover things that they love.
And three, we're going to hopefully spark connections between people over what they find.
Stressing Instagram should be a place where users discover amazing things every time they use it. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Instagram is under the Meta umbrella, acquired by Facebook in 2012. The new year off to a rocky start on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 224 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.